You're listening to Connect Communities Podcast, recorded live in Stamford, Connecticut. If you'd like to know more about our community, stop by our website at www.connectcommunity.tv. Enjoy the message.
When the coronavirus appeared in China last year, we didn't really know what it was. We had no idea the impact and the difference that it would make in our lives. So we welcomed the new year. We partied. We made our plans. We celebrated 2020. And even then, as the virus began to spread across the world, on the other side of the world, it seemed like something distant. Like something that was far too removed for us to be concerned about. At least I don't remember talking to any concerned citizen or anybody who thought we would be here today back in January. We planned our parties, we planned our weddings, we planned our vacations, we planned spring break, we planned everything, we planned our year out. Sports teams plan their seasons, movie theaters plan their releases, and here we are today. In a progression of events that has taken us from complete separation of a phenomenon that was happening far, far away to a change in behavior, a change in how we live, a change in how we approach everyday life. But then came the first cases, and came the first fatality, and then came the guidelines, the social distancing, and everything began to change. What changed? Well, in one word, what changed is exposure. We realized that we were overexposed. We were much more exposed than we thought. And so we had to take measures. That's when social distancing came into play. That's when personal protective equipment, PPEs, came into play. Now we're recommended to stay away from everyone, to wear gloves and masks. What once seemed something so far away that would not reach us, that was so distant that we didn't have to do anything about it, now is here, it's present, and it has affected virtually every single American. Overexposure. That's something that relates to other areas in our lives. It also relates to our soul. Perhaps you've had situations in your life where your life has been overexposed. Can you transfer this same experience to something that perhaps you might have gone through? Maybe a bad habit, maybe a bad relationship, maybe a toxic work environment that you were exposed to, and it became so negative that it changed the way you chose to behave. You couldn't behave the same way anymore. You couldn't act the same way anymore. You had to change how you lived your life in order to respond to what you were facing. The Apostle Paul was imprisoned in Rome. And from the prison, he wrote a letter to a church, a group of Christians, Jesus followers, followers of the way, who were living in a city called Ephesus. Now, Ephesus was the major city of the Greek world. In those days, it was the center of trade and commerce. It was the center of business. And in that city with all the diversity, with all the different elements and the different kinds of people and practices, there was a group of people that were choosing to live differently. They were exposed to all sorts of practices. And Paul writes from prison to these people, giving them some advice. And Paul is saying, now that you have been sealed with the promise, the Holy Spirit, now that you have decided to follow the way of Jesus, that you have been saved from that life, there are certain things that are different about you. And he begins to remind them that they were created in God for good works. He begins to remind them that they are God's workmanship, made for great things. He begins to tell them that they were saved by grace through faith, not a work of their own hands that no man can boast, but a work, a free gift of God. And he continues to encourage them to live differently. He continues to encourage them to realize that if they are God's workmanship, then they gotta live as such. And as he shows them and paints a picture of what a life with God is like, he says, be strong. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I love this passage, and I love it in the season that we're living right now. I love it because I believe it can change the way we're thinking about what we're facing right now. I know that maybe you're going through difficulties that you did not envision in the beginning of the year. The year started one way, and now here we are, just 4 months into it, and things are completely different. Perhaps a job you thought you were going to be in for a while, you no longer work there. Maybe savings that you were going to apply to an investment, or something that you were looking to purchase, or a business that you were looking to start, those plans are now out the window. And in this season, sometimes it's easy to ask, why? Why am I in this? Why am I going through this situation? And to ask God, couldn't you make it a little easier? Couldn't you make things a little better and just easier? But Paul, who is, let me remind you, in prison, writes to these people who are living and exposed to all sorts of things. And he says, be strong. Be strong. Paul, from prison, is not complaining. He's not telling people how bad he's got. He's not telling people what kind of injustice he's suffering. He's not telling people the state of his life. But he is encouraging others to be strong, not in their own strength, but to be strong in the Lord, in the power of God. In the book of Acts, we are told that when the Spirit of God comes upon us, we are filled with power. That word power comes from the Greek word dunamis, which is where we get the word dynamite. That's real power. It's not just positive thinking, positive words. It's actual energy in your heart, energy in your spirit to face any circumstance and face any situation that you might be going through. And so Paul is encouraging the people in Ephesus, like I want to encourage you today, to be strong in whatever situation you're facing, not in your own strength, but in the power of God, in the Lord, and in the power of his might. I love that Paul encourages the people to be strong. Because when life gets tough, what we are encouraged by the scriptures is to get tougher. When things get difficult, we get stronger. Not in our own power, but in the power that has been given to us by God.
And he says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, and take up the armor of God, because our fight is not against flesh or against blood, but it's against the principalities and the powers in the air that work against us. Right now, if you are going through something difficult, you don't have to fear. You don't have to draw back. You don't have to look at what you're going through and think, how am I going to be strong enough to fight this? How am I going to be able to find the strength? The strength is already available to you. It has already been made available by the life of Jesus that is on the inside of you. Now, how do you do that? That's what we're going to talk about in the next few weeks. He says, put on the whole armor of God. That is the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, the helmet of salvation. Take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, the shield of faith, the shoes that proclaim the good news. All of these things are available to us as we practice community with God. I want to encourage you with something today, that as you continue to live these days, we are all affected, our lives have changed. Know that you have the strength to carry on. Maybe you're in a situation right now that you did not expect you were going to be in when 2020 started. When the year began, your plans for April did not include you being where you are right now, watching service online, perhaps trying to find a new job, using your savings to buy groceries. Just know this, there's strength available for your soul and for your heart. There's a lot of negative chatter right now. There's a lot of negativity that can try to pull your spirit down. Let me encourage you to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might, to put on the whole armor of God. Just like every day we're putting on gloves and masks, put on the whole armor of God, the helmet of salvation. Know that in God you have salvation. Don't allow any other thought of defeat to get into your mind. Put on the breastplate of righteousness. Choose to do the right thing every single day, even when things work against you. Hold the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Spend time with God. Read the Scriptures. Do what you can to stay in touch with the promises of God over the negative chatter that you might be hearing. Put on the belt of truth that sustains your life. Truth is what we need right now to stand firm. Put on the shoes of the gospel of peace. Allow peace to come into your life. And when the enemy sends darts of defeat, when the enemy sends thoughts that say you're not going to make it, you're not going to be able to pay rent next month, you're not going to make it, your business is going to fold, you're not going to make it, your marriage is going to fail, hold on that shield of faith and know that you're going to make it, that God is for you, that you have a new life from within, and you have the strength to carry on. We love you so much. And maybe you're watching today for the first time. Maybe you're not part of Connect Community, but you're watching us and you're wondering, what do I need to do to have this certainty, to have this faith, to have this assurance in my heart? It's very simple. All you need is to begin a relationship with God. And you can do that right now. I'm going to lead you in a prayer. And I'm going to ask you to pray with your whole heart. Everybody in the room, in every home, in every office, in every space, let's all pray this prayer together. With your hand in your heart, let's just say, dear God, come into my heart. I make you my Lord and my Savior. Jesus, forgive me of my sins. I give you my past, my present, and my future. From this day forward, be my Lord and be my Savior. Amen. Listen, if you prayed that simple prayer, we believe you connected to God and a new life is springing up on the inside. Stay connected, stay tuned in, be part of this community, join a Connect group, read the scriptures and pray daily, and you will see the difference and you will see the change. We love you so much. Thanks for watching.